strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 11th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 84 in the house. Day 84. For a while, it was a very slow day, but it got pretty interesting in late into the night, so we'll talk about it. We'll get there. What a day to talk about. The season is nearing its end, its completion. The week is almost over, and we still have this decision in front of us with Holly and Tommy on the block. Cliff and Nicole have to decide which one to send home. Should they betray the showmance or send Tommy out? That's what they have to decide. Tomorrow we'll be in New York. That'll be interesting. But for now, we're going to talk about what they're doing in the house. Most of the day today, not much going on. They spend most of the day just kind of chilling. They play lots of backgammon still, and really they shouldn't have given them that stupid game. It's just play way too much. But they also decide, because they're fun, they want to do an egg hunt. They're going to dye some eggs, and they're going to hide the eggs, and then they're going to go find the eggs that they hid. It's better than nothing, but I miss the days of the pie wars. I do. So they each, I'm going to update you on this, not the whole thing, but I'm going to give you some highlights here. They each hid 5 eggs. Jackson is going to do the best here, unsurprisingly, though he did cheat a bit. He put one above the RV thing. Nicole had my favorite egg, hidden egg, because she put one in that room where the RV thing is, not in the RV room, but the sort of not closed off bedroom. There are a few windows and ledges, wooden ledges in those windows, and Nicole put one of hers in the furthest ledge of the window over, and it's just right there in plain sight, but nobody saw it because you have to kind of get up on the bed to look into that window, and nobody was doing that. So that was pretty good. This is the update here. Really, again, I talked about this on Twitch at the start of the season when they were playing that like human pretzel game, it tells me a lot about the kind of player somebody is, when like how they handle like little games like this. And Holly and Tommy just wanted to quit. Just, they were done with it. They couldn't find the eggs. They didn't want to keep going. But Jackson, Nicole, and Cliff were all like, no, we're going to find them. We're going to keep searching. And so they kept going for a while, but ultimately Jackson, you know, won the thing. Anyway, that's the egg hunt. Tommy and Holly had a conversation. Tommy wanted to talk to Holly. It was sort of in the middle of the egg hunt. He said, I just don't like keeping secrets. I can't keep the secret anymore. I need to say it. I need to talk about the secret. I need to tell Nicole and Cliff. She's like, about Christy? Yes, I need to tell them. And I'm pretty sure what he means here is I need to tell them before you tell them, because I think they're going to keep me now and I don't want you to be able to screw it up for me. But what he's saying is I just hate secrets. So he's letting Holly know that he wants to tell Nicole and Cliff about this. He says he'll probably do it tomorrow. He says that he's really upset about the whole thing, really. Again, like, it's woe is me. I came into this game and I knew somebody. And that was definitely not an advantage. It was a punishment. I love this game and I didn't get to have the full experience because I had to deal with Christy the whole time. Which is fair in some ways, to be honest. 'Cause even if it was an advantage, like, even if he had just, like, dominated the game and won the thing, and even if he does win the thing, there's still going to be people, annoying people like me, that are going to be like, yeah, but you had Christy there. And that's kind of annoying. There's nothing he could have done about it. Plus, you know, there's a novelty to going into a game on your own with strangers playing, you know, playing with people that don't know you. And Tommy didn't get to have that experience. But it's still an advantage. It's nothing you can do about that. So Jackson and Holly talk about that. Afterward, Holly lets Jackson know that Tommy wants to tell Cliff and Nicole, and they're a little bit worried. What's going to happen when he does this? Is this going to change anything? Is this going to screw us up in any way? And they want to warn Cliff and Nicole. They want to tell them ahead of time that, hey, Tommy's going to let you know something, but just so you know, he's probably just doing it to garner sympathy or whatever. So that's their plan. So they go and they talk to Cliff and they say, Hey Cliff, we just want to let you know, Tommy's going to drop a bomb on you tomorrow. He's going to drop a bomb on you. Now it's not nothing to do with us. It's something, it's not even really game related. It's something personal. His personal life. To do with somebody who's outside of the house already. I was like, well, like Christy? I'm like, oh, how did you know? We don't know exactly how Cliff knows. I mean, in my opinion, if I heard all of that preamble, it nothing to do with us, personal life, somebody who's already out of the game. My first guess would have been Christy as well, even without knowing them. But you add on top of that the fact that there was a wall yeller and that the wall yeller definitely had something to do with Tommy and Christy. And that is something that Cliff confirmed to us that he did know. I would imagine that no matter what he heard from the wall yeller, he would think, oh, well, something to do with that situation between Tommy and Christy. So did it have something to do with Christy? So then the next question becomes, does he know the full extent of it? Does he know that they know each other? Or does he think maybe it's something else? I think that we can assume that at this point he has a pretty good idea of what's happening, of what the situation is. But, you know, can't be too sure. For all we know, Tommy might come up to him and be like, we know each other. And he'll be like, whoa, I thought it was that she was your daughter. I don't know. but it could also be that he heard it, didn't believe it, But now that he's hearing this, he's like, oh, well, maybe that must have been true after all. Or it could be that he heard it, believed it, but decided, screw you, old person, not going to let that impact the game, and did not incorporate it into his decision making, or was not allowed to incorporate it into his decision making. But that goes down a whole other rabbit hole. So I imagine we'll find out. We might get more hints when Tommy does tell Cliff and Nicole what they already knew or might have already known. And then I'm sure that in just a couple weeks time, when they're out of the house, they'll be able to let us know what exactly they heard and what they knew and how that may or may not have impacted their decision making. Certainly didn't make them take Christy out or Tommy out any sooner. And they will talk a bit later, and they will tell each other that it will not impact their decision to either keep or evict Tommy this week. So overall, it's kind of much to do about nothing, but what are you going to do? It's what we're here for. So they tell Cliff bomb's going to be dropped. He says, well, oh, Tommy did want to. And they're saying that, oh, Tommy told us right before the veto, as though that would impact our decision if we won. Never happened. Now Tommy wants to campaign to me and Nicole tomorrow. So he's saying that Tommy plans on probably telling him this tomorrow, and you know he'll hear him out. They're kind of like, "Oh, is everything good?" And he's like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he is. It's probably good. It's probably fine. Everything's probably gonna, you know, go according to plan. Just, you know, we're gonna hear him out." And I mean, here's the thing: no matter what happens, I'm voting with Nicole. Just no matter what happens. And then he leaves. Jackson's like, I didn't like that response. I didn't like that. Well, he says, I'm done. That's it.
No, don't say that. You know, I didn't like that, but that, you know, you're not done. You do not say you're done.
No, only Jackson is allowed to be pessimistic, because only he knows the right amount of pessimism. Holly wonders, should I have been campaigning harder this week? Like, I've been not really doing anything. I didn't want to be like Kat. I don't want to screw it up. But now I'm worried. She's hoping that after Tommy campaigns, she'll be able. She wants Tommy to campaign first tomorrow. But she's like, oh, but he said tomorrow night. He's just waiting. He wants to go last. I want to go last. They have such strange ideas about campaigning in this house. They always do it on Wednesdays. And they feel like they can only do it once. It's so funny. It's like, I think we might be able to trace this back genuinely to Ovi, because Ovi made campaign cookies and he made a joke about how this is his campaign and here are my campaign cookies. And then campaign cookies kind of became a thing in the house, and people started to make campaign cookies when they were on the block. And so it became like campaigning went along with campaign cookies. And then the campaign cookies kind of went away, but the campaigning like structure kind of stayed. And so for a while now, they have continued to campaign on Wednesdays. Which is weird, but I don't know. It's kind of fun. So she wants Tommy to go first. and then she'll go after. That's what she wants. She needs to talk to Cliff again about this. She's going to go and talk to Nicole. She wants to check in with Nicole. She apologizes that she hasn't campaigned yet. It just sucks. Because it's Tommy sitting next to me. And I love him. You know, I was crying a lot because it's Tommy. And I don't want to betray him. I don't want to lie to him. I don't want to backstab him. I don't want to evict him. I don't want to sit next to the block on him with him. It's Tommy. I think this is her campaign. She loves him. Nicole is a little more vague about this than I think Holly wants her to be. Oh, yeah, it sucks. It's a tough spot. I'm going to hear him out tomorrow. See what he has to say. Figure everything out. Definitely going to vote with Cliff. Holly's like, ah! Then there's lots of personal talk, old topics, day 44, clicks. They talk about Holly's relationship with Jackson, the age difference. Holly mentions, this was funny to me. Holly was like, oh yeah, there was this thing that happened. Ovi approached me with an alliance early on, but I already had an alliance. So I did the right thing and I turned him down. But then he approached Tommy and Jack and them, and they accepted his alliance. And then they were making fun of the alliance all the time. And I wanted no part in that. Nope, that wasn't me. I didn't like it. Okay, Holly. Okay. Cliff and Jackson had a conversation. They were talking up on the in the little backgammon area, you might as well call it. Jackson is basically going to get like a little bit further confirmation from Cliff here that things are a little more up in the air than they might want. Cliff says, I'm going to hear out both sides. I'm going to see what Nicole has to say. We're going to see. Tommy does worry me moving forward. He's a competitor. But, you know, Nicole, she might be worried. Nicole might be worried that going into the final four, that she's the one that's going to be evicted because you and Holly are going to side with me. So, you know, we're going to see what she has to say. I'm not going to BS you. I'll let you know if things are going that way. And just so you know, Jackson, at final four, if Holly does end up leaving, the way I see it, you and me, we're a duo. And Nicole and Tommy, they're another duo. And that's how it's going to work. It's going to be me and you, Jackson. Me and you versus Nicole and Tommy. I feel like if Nicole or Tommy won, they'd take you out, but if I won, I wouldn't want Tommy there. And Jackson kind of implies that he would feel the same way. That he's made his intentions with Cliff clear before, and he would feel the same way in that position. So it's an implication, once again, that Cliff might be safe with Jackson at the Final Four if Holly is not there. But it's only an implication. We don't know for sure. So Cliff putting in some work here with Jackson. We'll see where it goes, but it was definitely interesting. Also interesting to hear from Cliff that he may decide to take out Tommy over Jackson, which I do think is the correct call for Cliff. So we'll see. Jackson tries to start saying, like, yeah, I came in by myself. I'm willing to turn on Holly, blah, blah, blah. But Cliff says, oh, say no more. Say no more. I know you play separate games, and if things go in that direction, I would still want to work with you. Jackson says, look, I don't want to see her go. I don't, but I understand people have to do what's best for their games. Jackson does not tell Holly about that part of the conversation later. So very interesting conversation between Cliff and Jackson, on the round table on Monday. We talked about how Nicole was really setting herself up to be in the better position here, that Jackson would probably be more upset with Cliff because he has a better relationship with him, and that, that Cliff is the theoretically the bigger target heading into Final Four, and so on, and that Cliff probably should take out Tommy at Final Four instead of Jackson. But Cliff did some good work last night. He kind of pinned the flip on Nicole, and Jackson Holly will be talking about this. They are at the moment more upset with Nicole than they are with Cliff, and that could change, but right now they do actually see Nicole as the person that's really instigating this, and they're kind of more upset with Nicole. He's also setting himself up with Jackson to be potentially safe with Jackson if Jackson ends up winning the Final Four veto, which would be great for Cliff. And then, theoretically, if Jackson stays and if Cliff takes out Tommy at Final Four and it's Jackson in the Final Three, that if Jackson won the Final Three HOH, that theoretically Jackson may take Cliff to the Final Two. And with Cliff and Nicole really getting one over on Jackson here at the Final Five, I think he would have a better chance at beating Jackson in the Final Two than he otherwise would have, which means that I was talking about it on the roundtable. I felt like it was a really tough call either way, and I don't think there's a wrong play, but maybe it's slightly better for Nicole, slightly worse for Cliff. Don't underestimate Cliff necessarily, because it seems as though Cliff is turning that wheel and flipping that around a little bit. Maybe this is a little bit better for Cliff now than before. And perhaps, well, we'll see. We'll see. But still very close no matter what. Still very, very tight race. But very interesting work from Cliff last night. Still a lot of ways to go. A lot of ways to go here for Cliff and Nicole and Tommy and this whole situation. It's a whole day of Campaign Wednesday, and for all we know, Jackson and Holly get even more pissed at Cliff during the day today because of the campaigning and whatever. But as of right now, he did some good work last night. So Jackson and Holly talk about their conversations. Holly does not feel good about her conversation with Nicole. She said Nicole said she was going to hear out both sides and all of that, and she doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. Jackson tells her what Cliff told him about Nicole feeling like she might be the odd one out at Final Four. And Holly is just like, no, no. I just need Tommy to drop his bomb. I need him to go first, and then I can just go and do damage control after. I'm seeing a lot of responses about like, oh, Cliff, that snake, he'd better not snake Nicole. Cliff did talk to the cameras a little bit later. Cliff said that he will not betray Nicole. He wants to take Nicole to the Final Two. He wants to be in the end with Nicole. He does want to be with Nicole in the game. But it comes down to him or Nicole, he will do what he has to do. He's not going to throw his game away for it. And at the end of the day, can't ask for much more than that. So Holly says that she, her campaign here, Holly's campaign, she feels like, she says, well, I'm just going to say, I'll probably go out at four anyway. I'm not making the final three. I'm bad at the game. I'm not gonna make the final three anyway. I'm not gonna win any of these competitions. Which, kind of again, like, Holly's not thinking it through, because if Holly stays this week, then she is basically guaranteed final three. Because either she or Jackson wins and she's safe, or Cliff and or Nicole win and they take out Jackson, not her. So her saying, keep me because I'm not even going to make final threes. Well, that's not really how it works, Holly. Luckily, though, Jackson somehow, again, I really felt like Holly had a better head on her shoulders earlier in the season than even Jackson. But Jackson has proven to me over the last few weeks that he has really been the strategic force in the pair. Jackson says, no, here's what you need to say. Tommy is a jury threat. He's got the whole jury. Tommy wins the game in the final two. That's what you need to be hammering home, Holly. He has Christy. He'll get Nick when he reveals the bomb about Christy. Nick will understand why Tommy had to go against him. He'll get Jack. He'll get Sis. He'll get Jess. He will win. He has the whole jury. You can't let Tommy in the final two. That's the pitch. That's a good pitch because it's true. And true pitches are always the best kind. Then Holly says, oh man, this is exactly what I was afraid of. And Jackson's like, it didn't even cross your mind until I told you after the veto. What do you mean? What you were afraid of? You didn't even think it was possible. Exactly what you were afraid of. Holly then moves on. She says she wants to, okay, well, maybe if I talk to Cliff, because they talk about, like, maybe they can get Cliff by himself. Maybe all they need is Cliff, and then Jackson breaks the tie. So maybe if they focus on Cliff, they can make something work. And this is why I feel like things might still flip on Cliff, because if they are really trying hard to flip Cliff and then Cliff eventually says no, we saw how that played out with Sis earlier in the season. The person that you're focusing on the most at the moment is going to be the person that you're most angry at when it doesn't go through. So we'll see how that goes. But so they're thinking that maybe they can try to focus on Cliff, though Holly says they did say they were going to vote together. Jackson was like, well, maybe he implied to me that they were a little bit separate, so maybe we can make it work. Not sure. But Holly says she wants to try and guilt trip him a bit. We've kept you safe. We've worked together, Cliff. You're a man of your word. Don't do this. But she doesn't know. She can't think of, like, a game reason to pitch to him. And Jackson brings up again, the game reason is that Tommy has the jury and he is a good competitor. He'll get to the end. We can't keep him in the game. And the fact that Jackson knows this also implies to me that Jackson would perhaps lean toward evicting Tommy at the final four, even if Cliff and Nicole take out Holly. I'm starting to feel like that's more and more a possibility, which definitely helps improve the odds or improve the case for Cliff and Nicole taking Holly out this week and keeping Tommy. But again, still a really close call. They ultimately decide they kind of want to try and just keep up the fighting, make it seem like their relationship is really on the rocks here, and that they're not really in working in step with one another, and that they're willing to turn on each other. That if they do that, then maybe they've got a shot. Maybe it will help sell the case. And here's the problem. If you are just a regular duo in the house, you can stage a fight. You can pretend that you're willing to betray that person, so on and so forth. Showmances can be very valuable. They can be very useful in the house, but this is a situation where nobody is ever going to believe that you're going to turn on your showmance. Even in a situation like Big Brother Canada 6, where theoretically it was possible that Kayla turns on Derek, nobody ever believed it. And nobody ever will. That's the problem with showmances. So they want to try that, but it's not going to work. Even their real fighting, Cliff and Nicole have speculated, what if it's fake? What if they're trying to trick us? So Cliff talked to the cameras. As I mentioned before, he talked about wanting to work with Nicole. He won't backstab her unless it's him against her, unless he has no other choice, because he's there for himself. But he does want to work with Nicole. He says he will vote with Nicole this week, and he will not leave her out to dry. He will not, you know, trick her into voting one way and then vote the other way and have her be a social pariah. He's not going to play that way. He's going to work with her on this vote and try to move forward together to get to the end together. And he is at the moment still leaning toward keeping Tommy, but still has to wait and see what Tommy has to say tomorrow and all of that. So leaning toward keeping Tommy, but it still could change. You never know. Never know. So Cliff and Nicole then have another final conversation toward the end of the night. Cliff lets Nicole know that Tommy has a bomb to drop to them about Christy. They both think they know what this is. They both have an idea of what they think this is. And they say, it doesn't matter. Jackson or Holly will have a guaranteed jury vote with each other. We have a guaranteed jury vote with each other. Maybe Tommy has a guaranteed jury vote. Who knows? Who knows? So they say it's not going to matter and it won't impact their decision as of right now. And so as of right now, their plan is to vote out Holly. They're still going to see what Tommy has to say. They're going to see what Holly has to say. But as of right now, that's where they think this is going to go. So it's interesting. I think that the way that Tommy explains it will matter. I think that the way that Holly and Jackson campaign to Cliff and Nicole afterwards will matter also. I think that Jackson's case about Tommy in the jury is a very compelling one, because, again, it's true. Not only does Tommy have Christy, but he has Jack and Sis, and where you might have thought you had Nick over Tommy because Tommy kind of betrayed Nick, Tommy now has a great excuse as to why he betrayed Nick, and that may get him Nick's vote. And that's a lot of votes. It's a lot of votes. You know, then you've got, you know, people like Jess, you've got, you know, it's a tricky situation here. It's not great. Plus, you know, obviously, if I'm Jackson and Holly, it's like, and if you betray us, I mean, it's like, of course, you know, we're going to go a certain way. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I think it's a strong case to say that the jury is a very important thing here with Tommy, and that if he makes it to the end, you got to watch out. You got to watch out. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll see what that does moving forward. It does seem like Cliff and Nicole will probably stick with their decision, but this jury talk, again, I think it obviously might make them keep Holly this week, but what it might do instead is if they do end up keeping Tommy, they may take Tommy out at Final Four. Instead, I think that Cliff is already thinking about that. Nicole might consider that as well if she has the opportunity at the Final Four once she sees, if she is able to see the threat that Tommy is in the jury. But you also have to think about, like, Jackson and Holly, even Holly to some extent, remain big threats. Holly says she considered telling them about the fact she knew Kat. She thought, well, why don't I just say I know Kat? But I mean, if you think about it, Kat had a great relationship with Jess. So, if they knew that Holly knew Kat, then they know that Kat is a vote for Holly. They know Jackson's a vote for Holly. And with Kat might come Jess. And that's three locked votes, potentially. And so that's scary. I don't think Holly should say that. Jackson was like, yeah, I don't know if we should. They don't plan on it. But for all we know, it might just come out because she was already thinking about saying it. So, all right. That's what I've got for you. Tomorrow, I will be in New York. I will be heading to New York tomorrow. So tomorrow's update will be earlier. Be an earlier one. Probably something around 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Probably. It might depend if it's like if crazy stuff happens tomorrow and it needs to be like an hour and a half update, then I'll have to do it earlier because I need to make my train. But we're going to do what we can. We're going to do what we can. And I'll be heading to New York tomorrow and I'll be at the live show. We'll have some fun. So check that out. Of course, tonight we will be live to recap tonight's episode of Big Brother 21, and it'll be interesting. We'll have fun. Make sure you come and find me at the live show. Say hi, and find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarrenArmstrong, Twitter @ArmstrongTarren, and see you next time.